I read somewhere that their periods attract bears. The bears can smell the menstruation.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
No. No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No. No. No, no, no. No. Hell no. 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 I refuse. No. No.
Run! No! Get to the chopper!
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
Keep firing, assholes!
I met this 6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face and the blackest eyes, the devil's eyes.
That was scary.
See that gap right there?
Yeah.
Quake opened that up. Now it's a connecting passage.
Descending fissure.
Oh my God. It's at least 200 feet, Novak. Sam?
Something bit me!
Sam, what are you seeing down there?
Oh my God.
Sam!
like this body's been in the water for weeks.
I want to know what the hell this thing is doing in my lake.
Is that a piranha?
This particular piranha vanished 2 million years ago.
I'm thinking about closing the lake.
There's us, and there's 20,000 kids. You do the math.
Take it off!
The sheriff has declared an emergency.
Don't worry, we got P over here!
Piranha hunt in packs. The first bite draws blood. Blood draws the pack.
Everybody out!
And welcome to another Unholy Mofos. Yes, today is another commentary day. Yep, just for, what, one more week?
Roughly.
Okay.
So, depending, we might have to do it next week, who knows.
So, I am Jake the Snake, and alongside...
your fabulous host, Senior Scoop.
And today, we are doing the 2010 Fun As Shit Piranha 3D.
Well, yes,
I'm not watching it in 3D. How about you?
I'm not.
Yeah, so pretty much just Piranha then.
I don't own the movie, so.
So, yeah, we got nothing else. I mean, since Scott's waiting for all that shit for when Sean comes back. Why don't we just get into the movie, then?
You gotta wait for that sweet moment. And then when it's there, you just gotta explode, man.
Yeah. Yeah. What I've been watching, this has been building and building up, so...
Well, I've been having a tough time this week, so it's not like I'm really contributing to the show.
Alright.
But, you know...
So, we got this movie paused at 000. So, get your movies ready, and we shall start this in 3, 2, 1, and go! Dimension Films. Let me pull up the IMDb for this. .5 on IMDb, directed by Alexandre Aja. I guess that's how you pronounce his name.
I wouldn't be able to tell you.
Quite a career he's had. I mean, he's directed the Hills Have Eyes remake, directed High Tension. And this is kind of a different movie for him. You know, those movies are just, like, so fucking brutal as shit. And then this one, pretty much just a comedy. I mean, horror comedy.
Oh, so you're telling me it's not very gory?
I mean, yeah, that's gory. I mean, that's brutal as shit, but, you know, the other movie's just not as funny. That's what I mean. Yeah, and the producer of the Maniac remake as well. His next movie is called Space Adventure Cobra. Huh. Richard Dreyfuss doing his, Jaws roll.
Oh no, my beer.
Alcohol abuse!
Oh, great. 3D shots of a beer can.
Bottle.
Or CGI. There we go. Sorry, I just woke up. My brain isn't fully awake.
Yep. And this is how it all starts. It's a beer bottle.
Scorpions.
Get over here.
Talk about motion sickness.
Yeah. I actually did went to see this in 3D when it came out. I usually try to like make one 3D viewing at least once a year.
I've got no, like, reason to go watch 3D. It doesn't look good anymore.
And of course, sometimes I'll just do something accidentally, like, last year I saw Jurassic World in 3D and then Poltergeist in 3D. I regret that Poltergeist decision, though. Not just because of the 3D.
Just because it was a bad movie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look, more terrible CGI. Oh, look, and everything's calm now. Fish is still in there. Ew, look at his hand.
Look at my hand! Look at it! Alright, we're seeing one hell of a cast here. Adam Scott, Ving Rhames, Jerry O'Connell.
Christopher Lloyd.
Oh, yeah. And Andre from the League.
Oh, boy.
And just the one thing I don't like about this movie, the music. God, can't these Spring Breakers listen to some real music? Like, you know, some Slipknot or whatnot?
Yeah, this is what Spring Breakers listen to. Yeah. They don't listen to, like, Slipknot and that kind of music that we listen to.
Motherfuckers. If it weren't for the titties, I'd be... Yeah, I wouldn't like this kind of situations. But thank goodness for titties.
This makes me wonder, where the hell did they film this?
Let me check on the IMDb. Arizona. Huh. Hey, look, Marty McFly's girlfriend.
Elizabeth Shue.
Yep.
Thank you.
Bruh. Yeah. There's remote attendants on the other side of the fucking couch.
Oh no. Must suck to be you.
Major dilemma here, listeners. Fuck.
To get my fat ass up to go get a remote, or just sit here nice and cozy?
A 3D shot of a soda being thrown at you.
Oh my god, 3D is so awesome, bro.
Little girl tells her nice tits.
They all do.
Fat kid from Stand By Me, all grown up and filming naked woman now. The first thing that comes to mind with Jerry O'Connell besides this movie now is Scream 2.
Yeah, well, you're short. What a great comeback. A wild, wild girl. Someone he wants to spend the night with. Obviously.
According to this, piranhas usually stay away from humans in real life. Just because attacks are rare doesn't mean they're not dangerous. There are no documented cases of a piranha killing a person.
I think that's false.
Do tell.
I mean, if you watch, like, those shows that I do, you know, about people going to the Amazon fishing for, like, the giant fucking fish, like, 10 feet long fish and shit, you know, they tell you all about how piranhas attack humans and some of them are fatal. Probably not documented because of the fact that they're all, you know, local people from the indigenous tribes and shit out there, so it's never recorded. I'm watching porn.
Let's see. Typing in piranha attacks on Google. Piranha attack in Argentina injures more than 70. This was in 2013, so about 3 years after this movie. Don't you fucking autoplay on me, you motherfucker. There were some people that the fish literally had torn bits of flesh from.
Dear God, that's brutal.
Yeah, I wouldn't look at it. Those pictures are fucking nasty. Look at all them pop-ups.
Yeah, it's 2010, so pop-ups are probably a thing still. Well, I mean, I probably are still a thing, but I have the right apps to prevent all that shit. Look at this, February 6, 2015. Girl eaten by piranhas. A 6-year-old girl. God damn.
Yeah, so I don't know what the fuck where IMDb is getting their information from.
Yeah, might be some old shit, maybe. Oh, of course, this is a remake. Have you ever seen the original movie?
I think I own it, but I've never actually watched it.
Yeah. Supposed to be like kind of a spoof of Jaws, even the cover. It's kind of got that Jaws-like cover, and of course this movie's got the Jaws-like cover as well.
I think the original was made in the 70s.
Yep, 78.
Yeah.
And of course this isn't the first remake, because there was one made in the mid-90s as well. I did not know anything about that, though. All I do know about that one is Mila Kunis is in it. Huh. Oh, it's got William Cat, too. Hey, turkey jizz. William Cat's in this movie. Inside joke of NFW.
You're not gonna get
a boat. Oh yeah, there was actually a sequel to the original Piranha as well, directed by James Cameron. Like 3 years before the Terminator.
Oh no.
Oh, there's Richard Dreyfuss. What's left of him? If you hadn't told me what would be going on at your place right now, I'd be asking what the fuck those noises are.
Oh, yeah. They're trying to fucking fix my kitchen sink. Having some troubles with leakage. And there's got to be a busted hole in the faucet somewhere.
If you hadn't told me, that sounded... Well, it was. To me, that actually sounded like a... bed springs going up and down. I'm like, somebody fucking in your house?
Yeah, they're upstairs. No.
Oh, random
character.
Random
character.
Oh, random character. We barely knew thee.
Don't want to put your feet in the water there.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they're gonna fucking listen.
And there's protesters as well. And douches with flat-brimmed caps. Now, where did I see... Oh, yeah. I was asking, where did I see Adam Scott in recently? That's right, Krampus.
He's best well known for Step Brothers.
Yeah, and Parks and Rec. And got a start in one of the Hellraiser movies. Yeah, not his first role, but one of his earlier roles way before he was well known.
What is this, one of the Fast and Furious movies? Goddamn. Sorry, that was a little inside joke. Okay. You probably don't know. You don't get it.
Nope.
Just because there's a lot of scenes like we just saw in the movies. Especially the latest ones. They like to show off the women. Oh, look, there he is.
Yeah. Motorboat, motorboat.
This kid's probably like, holy shit, what have I been missing out on all these years? Things didn't go the way he wanted them to.
Yeah, poor douches.
Mm-hmm. What?
This kid's name is like Stephen McQueen. Wonder if he's related to the Steve McQueen.
Maybe it's just an inside joke.
Nope, related to the Steve McQueen is his granddad.
Very interesting. Your girl sunbathe or something. Oh, hey, look, there's a Victor, Arizona.
So, I guess I should ask, have a good Friday the 13th. Or whatnot?
I guess. I mean, really didn't do anything for it. I was planning on watching one of the Fridays, but I ended up fucking going out and doing something.
You ended up watching the, at least 4 through 7. That's trying to fit in Manhattan, but I'm like, too tired. 6 hours straight. Yep. Chicks are taking off them tops now. Oh yeah.
Looks like I got no bottoms either. Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. See, imagine seeing this shit in 3D. Oh, you sweet baby Jesus. Shadows are darkening some of the good bits, though, but...
Yeah. It's all underwater.
Oh, man. I think I saw some lips right there. Might have. I don't know.
I haven't seen this, but I feel like I already know what's going to happen.
That's pretty good. Legs a little more. No, you can tell. You can tell this is an early 2010s movie.
Look at that phone.
Right? Put your ass on the glass.
No, she's gone. You know, when you leave somebody alone like that in water infested with piranhas, it's kind of what happens.
Yeah, dorky kids, little muscular.
Dorky. They're always muscular.
Dorky kid can't be like us real dorky kids. You know, give them a little bit of love handles, like myself.
I'll never say this. Don't go into the water.
Don't go in, Jason's waiting for you. I ain't talking about Friday the 13th, Jason.
Oh, child's prey. Yeah, keep going deeper. That's smart idea. Yeah. Stupid.
Great, now you need a tetanus shot. They can smell your blood. Piranhas can smell the menstruation.
Thank you.
Oh, Dina Meyer, so hot. Sequel had some hotties too. He had Katrina Bowden, Danielle Panabaker.
Missing college girls. I wonder how deep they go, the less communication they're gonna have.
Right, and the air pressure as well. I wear glasses, therefore I am smart.
Not all smart people wear glasses. Sometimes they're for the dum-dums too.
Yeah, I might know a few.
What, like all your bar buddies?
Nah, just some people I no longer hang out with.
Look at all those prawn eggs.
Destroy them!
Must destroy! It looks like alien.
Right? Ugly motherfucker.
I will call him Alien 3. The one that Jake despises.
Go fuck yourself with the cactus.
What? That's his name.
Don't touch it. Don't touch it. Oh, see what happens. Oh shit!
Oh,
you are you are fucked up to death, buddy. Yep, he dead. No, 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 too late for him. Don't do it.
Don't go in the water too, you dumbass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd say she did.
Yep, that's what piranhas do, people.
Do it. Oh, you done pissed her off, boy. I'd lick shots off of Kelly.
This just makes me think of that episode where Mac is trying to teach, or he's trying to learn how to do shots from Dennis.
Oh, yeah.
You take the lime, and then you take the salt. No, you idiot.
Yeah, as long as that shit isn't fireball, I'd be fine. Ugh. Come on, boy. Oh. 3D puke.
Oh my.
Stock Brown!
God, he's so old!
Stock Brown! Great Scott, Marty!
It's a Back to the Future reunion.
Oh yeah, it is. Just need Michael J. Fox.
Just his facial expressions most of the time.
Yeah, he's really getting into this role. The original Piranha, I think they were like genetically altered. So in this one, they're just prehistoric.
Cannibalism, obviously. Don't do that. Is he in the next one, too?
Yeah, he is. It has been a while since they've seen 3DD. Yeah, 3DD wasn't quite as good as this one, but God, it had a hilarious ending. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember what happens in this scene.
Where's she gonna get eaten up?
Just wait and see. Oh yeah. Bring out the cocaine.
What, is she puking up blood?
I don't know.
It looks red.
Don't piss off the coked up boy. Don't want to do that shit. Man, those are stupendous titties. Perfect nipple placement, as the guy says in Friday the 13th.
Thank you. Oh boy.
No more legs. She still got them titties, at least.
Doesn't do you any good if you got no legs.
Maybe. Eli Roth. Is that guy wearing a diaper?
I think so.
The fuck? Oh yeah, wet t-shirts.
He's got so many different names for boobs.
Oh, shit.
And read the Bible.
You get the fuck out of here. Nobody wants to see that shit. You ruin people's fun. This movie needs the asshole mayor from Jaws. Got plenty of beer. Oh, you all are gonna be so sorry.
Oh, are we gonna get an actual massacre? I'm like in fucking Texas Chainsaw remake.
Maybe.
I still say that was bullshit. I would have at least liked to see him hack up a couple of kids.
Yeah, that was a major missed opportunity right there. But some podcasts I listened to did mention that, you know, Leatherface is more of a territorial type of killer. You know, just gonna kill somebody if they get on his property, not just going to kill somebody for the hell of it.
I paid you $60 to stay home.
Let's see. Oh, Kelly was in Ted 2. Allison, I need to watch Ted 2 again. And the pilot episode of the Twin Peaks comeback. Otherwise, most known for Gossip Girl, so I wouldn't know anything about that shit.
cocaine and alcohol is such a good mix of stupid shit.
Oh man, you ever been drunk and high? Man, that is a night I do not remember whatsoever. I've heard stories of what I was like that night. The only thing I can remember is throwing up, and that's about it.
Is this a mutiny?
Oh, coked up Jerry O'Connell is pissed.
Yeah, well, people show you their real faces when they're stupid on drugs and cocaine. Drugs and alcohol. Blah, blah.
There's Diaper Boy again, Jesus.
Come on, Brian, wake up. I've had a fucked up sleep schedule.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. They drew first blood.
Shark, he said.
Oh, shit!
And look, more fancy Janik. It's a massacre. Everybody, jump in and help.
Oh, no, that ain't right. Don't you know what you people are gonna do?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they can pick him. I think on one of the shows I watched, it said they can pick a pig's carcass in like 3 minutes. Pick it clean to bone.
Yeah, something like that.
You idiots are all on one side.
Ow.
Ouch.
I see dead titties.
They're all dead everywhere.
Adam Scott's being the hero.
Somebody's got to do something. Swim, Eli Roth, swim.
Oh, shit.
Rest in peace, Eli Roth.
Don't tase me, bro. Oh man, of all the things turning 10 years old this year, one of them is gonna be "Don't tase me, bro." God, that shit feels like yesterday. I swear. Can you fit that much people on your boat? Oh yeah, this guy's gonna get his comeuppance.
Get out of the way, you dumbass.
Oh. Oh my God. Oh boy.
Oh! It pulled their fucking head right off. At least their skin.
Nicolas Cage shit right there. Took her face off. Wah, wah, wah.
Oh, boy. Now your boat's sinking.
Boat sinking like the Titanic.
You think the rest of the Piranhas would be over feasting on that huge meal?
Oh, holy shit. Once he gets pulled out, he's going to deliver one of the best lines of the movie.
See, now you told me what's going to happen, man.
Huh.
Here I am thinking he's going to die.
Ah, sounded like Dr. Loomis there. Ah. Ah!
Ah! Is he missing a leg or something?
No, he's got his legs, just not the skin. They took my penis!
I would have just thrown his ass back out.
Look at those implants. And, oh, look, there's his penis. There's something you don't see every day. Yeah, notice they didn't show what happened to Andre, and he does show up in the sequel, so I guess he survived somehow.
I think I saw him jump out of the boat earlier.
Yeah, but they didn't show what happened. Oh, watch this shit. Oh!
Pulling people, half of people off the water.
Oh, great makeup effects. There's some CGI in this movie, but they do a good blend of practical right there.
Yeah. This is some pretty deep water.
No.
Hey, look at all the dead people. They still haven't been eaten.
Yeah, now would be a good time to play Korn's dead bodies everywhere. Yeah, I guess those piranhas just got full.
Oh, I wouldn't be shocked. That was a big meal for them.
Yeah. It's so convenient for all those obstacles to get on that boat.
It's funny how that boat was called the Barracuda, too.
Yeah.
Didn't know about that.
I'm almost certain they think there's a horror movie about a Barracuda.
Yeah. I think it's called Barracuda.
Let's see.
I saw it on Netflix a long time ago.
Can they, Yep, it's 1978, so obviously banking off of that Jaws craze. And got a 4.1 on IMDb.
Looks like they're perfectly safe right there. Looks like they're just stuck on the rocks.
Yeah, but that boat is sinking. Take my hand! Take my strong hand! The shoe still has some pretty big titties.
Still looks good in this one.
Oh, yeah.
That look she just gave him. Don't pole dance for nothing.
You immaculate whore.
Too much weight.
Chomp, chomp, chomp. Thank you.
She's done. I could sell it was coming. as soon as you said to all four of those people were going, I knew someone was going.
Oh yeah. I think anyone probably could.
Uh oh. Oh no, Mom.
Now we get Elizabeth Shue in a wet t-shirt.
Oh god, he's still
alive. What t-shirts? Yep, they're not let all that Jerry O'Connell go to waste now.
Better hurry up, too. There ain't that much of him.
Let's blow this motherfucker up!
She keeps yelling for him when she's supposed to be fucking tying it together. Ew, she's got vomit breath.
Well, that might have been hours ago.
Oh boy. Better start pulling.
Come on, Adam Scott. Everything seems so fine now.
You gotta worry about the eggs.
I mean, is everything fine now? Then why is there a sequel? Oh, Kelly looks like she's gonna throw up again.
Look at all the dead fishies.
Uh-oh, Doc says there's a problem. Uh-oh. Oh! There it goes.
See that coming from that shot right away.
Yeah, bye-bye, Adam Scott.
That's a big fucking fish. They don't grow that big.
Yeah. Well, okay, since this was my pick and this was your first time seeing this, tell me your thoughts.
It's rather enjoyable for a movie that pretty much knows what it is. There's a lot of boobies. There's some explosions. So I'm going to go pretty good with this. Can't go wrong.
Yep, you can't go wrong at all.
She got Christopher Lloyd.
I mean, shit, this movie's really got it all. I mean, we got boobies. We got love gore. And of course, most important part is, it's a quick watch. It doesn't wear out its welcome. We're only talking about, an hour and a half. And the only thing, well, this is very nitpicky. Like I said, music kind of sucks. That's what these Spring Breakers listen to. Whatever. So,
you know, hey, what? If they're showing us our tits, I let them listen to whatever the hell they want.
Yeah, I guess that's true. So, you know what? Fuck it. I'll give it the best rating.
And there's no after credit scene, right?
I don't think so. Well, let me check IMDb, keep the listeners entertained while I'm checking that shit. La-dee-da-da-da. La-da-da-da-da. Ba-ba-ba-ba.
Ba-ba-ba-ba. Pause.
I have to, the credits, a severed, partially skeletal head is shown sinking to the leg floor. So, yeah, that sounds like all we've got, so probably sounds like nothing too exciting.
So, no.
Yeah. Samuel L. Jackson doesn't appear in an eye patch. So, I guess that's really all we gotta say for this one. So, contact us at unholymofos@gmail.com or at JakeTheSnake54 on Twitter.
I'm at unholymofo1.
Yep. So, next week we might be back to our regular shit, or we might do another commentary. What will we do? We will keep you in suspense. That's what we're going to do.
Yep. We, you know, it's all going to be in the spur of the moment. So.
Yeah. So, until whatever we do, peace out.
Later, fuckers.
Let it be screamed, they'll never ever take us alive.